USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump having a phone call with his political rival in November's election. The president saying yesterday that chat with Joe Biden went well.
We had a really wonderful, warm conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We talked about pretty much this. This is what we talked about. This is what everyone's talking about. This is what they want to talk about.
Biden has been very critical to reporters about the administration's response to COVID-19. Of course, he's the front runner to face off against Trump in November's general election. A federal judge is letting some abortions resume in Oklahoma. A restraining order will stay in effect until at least April 20th, after Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt issued the order last month suspending all elective surgeries in the state, and that included abortions because of the coronavirus pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.